This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
Action247.com is your Tennessee sportsbook for same-day pay. Action247.com, local, legal. Tennessee's home for same-day pay. Action247, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout-out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of acute injuries and joint pain. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from this misfortune, this is Gary Parrish advising you to go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in reducing pain, increasing mobility, and therapy that will get you back on your feet. Don't continue to live in pain. Make an appointment with Linderman Sports Medicine by calling 901-850-5756, or you can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
I can never get attached when I start to feel I'm attached. Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Big night last night for Alabama and the SEC, as once again, Alabama is the champ. They are the champions. 52-24 over Ohio State.
Easy work.
Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones. Who?
I'm not participating in
281-330.
He might be
004.
Barrett says he's good. Barrett says he's good.
Hit Mac Jones up on the low, because Mac Jones about to blow. And he is. I think this kid's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Wow. I agree with Bear.
36-45 last night.
That dude made one mistake last night. It was that fumble. That's it. And he's not a runner, so we can forgive him for that. He played a damn near perfect football game last night. 36-45, 464 yards, 5 touchdowns last night for the Crimson Tide. I mean, it was truly something to witness. If you've watched Alabama football for any amount of time, the frequency with which they were just content to drop back and pass.
No, what was Ohio State doing against Devontae Smith? What was the plan there?
I mean, they were giving him a cushion, and he was turning that cushion into 20, 30 yards every time he touched the ball. It's pretty damn amazing.
He looked like a professional playing amongst boys.
Yes, he did.
He really did.
Yes, he
had
did.
Had 215 yards, 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Yep. They didn't even need him. They didn't even need him.
Injured
the rest of the way.
What was it? His dislocated his finger, yeah. So he's out the rest of that game, but You were wondering in that game at some point, well, how many is Devontae going to catch for? They could throw it to him for 400 yards if they wanted to.
Yep.
I'll go back to where John started. Mac Jones was 36-45 for 464. Want to repeat that because very important. Burrow last year Remember, Joe Burrow, who we said was fantastic for Cincinnati until he got hurt this season, was coming off a record performance in last year's championship game. Listen to these numbers. He was 31 of 49. Mac, 36 of 45. Completed more with on fewer throws. Joe Burrow threw for 463 and 5 touchdowns. Now, he did add a rushing touchdown in that game last year. Mac Jones beat him by a yard. 464 in that game, five touchdowns, average 10.3. The problem I'm having, and it's why I asked Barrett, you're talking about a guy who's going to be drafted in the 20s, probably going to be looking at a quarterback. Now, McShay's got this kid, Mac Jones, going 21, which would be, I believe, too high for my Bears at that point. But what I can't tell is this a solid to good quarterback that's got so many dang weapons is in a system that nobody can stop? I mean, just look at it. When you got Devontae Smith, John and I could go out there and throw for at least a couple hundred yards. Is this a guy who I could look at and say, you know what, I could see him as the next quarterback of the Chicago Bears? That's what I can't figure out when he's in such a good system with such great talent around him, even with this great performance here to stare at. Yeah. I can't tell how good Mac Jones is. Yeah. Barrett says he's good. He says take the chance on him. I hope he's right in that somebody like the Bears have got a chance to take him someone around there.
On the other side, I think Justin Fields lost a little bit of money yesterday.
He'd already dropped.
I don't think it is a guarantee by any stretch of the imagination that he will go number two to the Jets. I could see Zach Wilson going to the Jets at two, depending on these combine numbers. I think Justin Fields cost himself some money last night because that is not your typical dominant Alabama defense. They can be. I mean, we saw Florida do it, right?
He was playing hurt in his defense here.
Okay.
Really? Why are you trying to make him out to be Dwayne Haskins?
I'm not trying to make him out to be Dwayne Haskins.
I can hear it in your voice.
But I do think there's a chance he slides a little bit here. I'm not saying he slides, you know, out of the top 10 or anything like that. But
to that point, McShay already had him at 15 before this game, and that was coming off of a monster semifinal performance against Clemson. Had already dropped him to 15, much based on he doesn't think he advances more past his, you know, the first receiver in his progressions.
Yep.
You know, based on how he reads defenses, you're right on that. I don't think last night did anything to help him.
Right.
But if there's been any damage done, it's probably during the season, you know, against some of the teams they played in the regular season. I still think the production is there. He's, 6'3", 220, plays like your John, we're talking about the type of NFL quarterback you need and the ones that are right there at the top. You got to have a little bit of mobility. The Patrick Mahomes, the Lamars, they all can move, obviously. Mm-hmm. Those guys, the Deshaun Watsons, they can buy extra time. He can do that, and he's got the big arm. He's certainly got the size. I'll say this, and I'll put the bow on it. I still like him. I have more confidence in him as an NFL QB. I could be absolutely wrong than I do on Mac Jones, okay? I see it still with – I see today's quarterback, what you need. I see it more with Fields, and even with this – you know, it was not impressive last night. 17 of 33, didn't even get to 200 yards, averaged about 5.9 per throw.
Yep.
Was not impressive last night, but I've still got more – I could be wrong.
Well, no, I mean, I think
he's going to end up a better quarterback than Mac Jones.
I am not saying that Mac Jones should go number one overall by any stretch of the imagination, and I think concerns are valid. He has a perfect roster around him. I mean, he's got all of the weapons, all of them, are on that roster. So it's not like he has a tough job. That being said, I like his poise. And I think that is something that you can't necessarily quantify. It's not going to show up on a stat sheet, but I think that's absolutely something that translates.
Did you see the way he slides?
Yeah.
It was nasty. Did you see?
He
almost hurt him.
Yeah,
right. That's my point about him as a. He's uncomfortable as a runner
doing
to me.
It once.
Well, now that doesn't mean. I mean, you know, Joe Burrow isn't a runner,
right,
but he's got the ability to go out and do it. And remember one thing about Joe Burrow? He didn't slide real nice.
No.
You know, he used to take he used to dive too. It was ugly. It was like, Joe, protect yourself. Yeah. So I'm just saying it. I don't know when there's pressure on Mac Jones, what it's going to look like necessarily, because, I mean, Ohio State just didn't get much on him. And frankly, there hasn't been much on him all season long. But that said, I'm not taking away. John's right. I mean, he's a first-rounder.
Yeah.
I respect that. I think McShay's absolutely right. He'll go somewhere in the 20s, if not before, with all these teams' needs for a quarterback. More teams going to be willing to take a chance. But I have more confidence still in Fields.
Yep.
It sounds like you've switched a little bit.
Yes, I have, actually.
You're going Mac Jones over Fields?
Yes.
So
wow.
Basically,
long term. I'm not saying he won't be drafted. I'm not saying he will be drafted ahead of
Now you're saying
Fields. I'm saying long term.
So basically, because you got Mac over him now, you're going to have the Zach Wilson kid from BYU because, hell, McShay's got him top 3-4.
I haven't watched a lot of Zach Wilson, so I can't.
He's supposed to be, they call him the Mormon Manziel. I don't know if that's what I heard Jeffrey Wright call him the Mormon Manziel.
He looks the part. Well, I don't want him then. I don't want the Mormon Manziel.
Well, you know the X's and O's, the arm, the moxie. Well, I don't, you don't want Manziel what he became.
But that was more
off the field.
What would absolutely steam me up if I'm Deshaun Watson today is that Devontae Smith should be a Houston Texan. And he's instead going to be a Miami Dolphin.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Because of that Bill O'Brien trade.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just.
If Deshaun doesn't become a Dolphin himself.
Yeah, they might do it.
You make a great point. Maybe he becomes a Dolphin.
I just can't see that trade happening.
I don't think so. I think Deshaun's unfortunately stuck. And that's just that is a horrible situation. I mean, yes, you're paid. You make $156 million over 4 years, but he is freaking miserable.
Houston's a dumpster fire, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, they don't have any picks. You suck.
Well, they're not talking
out
to him.
It.
It's supposed to be a new deal.
Up.
They're
it's
wiping
totally
the slate clean, and now it seems like it's going to be more of the same where you say I'm going to be involved, but then I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I've earned this.
Yeah.
And it seems like they jerked him around a little bit.
Yep. So, anyway, Alabama wins again, number 7 for Nick Saban last night. Here's a real quick stat. If you've played for Nick Saban at least 3 years at Alabama, you have a championship. Like, that's just the
like the history.
If you've played at least 3 years at any point in Nick Saban's tenure at Alabama,
well, that's why you go.
You have a ring.
That's why that factory looks good.
Ooh.
You want to be a part of that. You want to work in that factory because everybody's getting the big check
out of it. Like, honestly,
case,
the way that
ring.
You frame that is by the time you leave for the NFL, which is 3 years, right? By the time you come to Alabama and you're eligible for the NFL draft, you'll leave with a championship.
I mean, that's the way you recruit right there.
I mean, and
you got it rolling.
There is no, I mean, we talk about, you know, Penny's got the NBA thing, yada, yada, yada. The best recruiting pitch in the world resides in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah, there's no question. And those facilities are just stupid.
Because you win rings and you go to the NFL.
Right.
Nobody's touching that.
7 first rounders is what ESPN is projecting today, including the running back, which they're saying he's going to go in the first round.
I'm sure he will. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. I mean,
Do you have those in front of you, Brad? I counted 6. Devontae Smith, Patrick Surtain, Devontae at 3, Patrick Surtain going 10 to Dallas. This would be so awesome.
Maybe I missed one.
Jalen Waddle going to the Raiders at 17 is what McShay's got. That'd be
awesome
because it'd be an all Alabama, all tied wide receiver core for the Raiders. You got the Colts taking Mac Jones at 21. Tampa Bay taking the Barmore kid who made himself some money last night. We didn't talk about him. The defensive tackle last night for Alabama that was all over the field. He made himself some money. They got Tampa Bay taking him at 27. Then Najee Harris. How about that? As what I thought was the 6th Alabama player going 28 to Pittsburgh.
And Dame Brugler's, I've got 6 in the first round as well. Now, Alex Leatherwood's going to be a second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
Early.
But 7 first and second rounders is pretty damn incredible.
6 first round. I missed on the 7th.
No, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing more so than
McShay
anything else.
This
one's from McShay and ESPN's. And they got, I mean, think about this.
That's silly, though. We said
Pittsburgh does not have a run game. How about adding Najee Harris?
Get Najee Harris.
What would that do?
How about drafting the running back position,
man, it's crazy.
Right. You could do either one.
How about drafting Mac Jones?
Yeah.
You like that? They need a quarterback.
He can't take it over right now.
Well, no.
But I guess you'd be willing to take the $41 million hit then.
And then it's Mac Jones' job.
Right.
In a year from now.
So you don't like the dude, Miles? What's my guy that got in the fight? Garrett Miles? You know,
Miles Garrett threw
the helmet at? The quarterback.
Mason Rudolph?
Mason Rudolph, yes. I haven't watched much Mason Rudolph.
He's a backup.
I just know that you know they're still talking about moving on. So has he just been terrible?
It was just a backup. That's all.
He cannot take it over. They don't already have their guy.
I love Najee Harris, man. I'd get him early. I mean, you're not supposed to draft running backs early.
There were so many plays that should have been negative last night for him that he turned into 2-3 yard games.
Kansas City at the end of last year was able to get Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a guy who was a monster in the championship game because of the way we value running backs now.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick.
It is.
The way they've fallen.
Yes,
whoever gets
it,
he's going to go to a great situation just because running backs aren't taken nearly as high anymore.
Right.
Everybody wants a QB.
So anyway, really, really nice thing happened to a downtrodden, down there look program in Alabama. They finally break through, guys. They finally break through and get a championship last night. We didn't even have to sweat it. It was over at half. Congrats to Alabama.
Next.
story.
How about the Memphis Grizzlies on an absolute roll after beating the Cavs? It is two in a row. 101-91 over the Cavaliers. Come back and avenge last week's loss. That was a dog loss, too, to the Cavs, who at that point, too, didn't have Garland or Sexton. Didn't have them last night, so you want to make sure you take care of business. And after blowing a double-digit lead, I think it got up to as many as 16, Memphis was able to finish off Cleveland down the stretch. Dylan Brooks, obviously a big part of that. Hit the big shot late, had 21 points, 7 rebounds as well. Brandon Clark was good. He's sort of had a resurgence since early on in the season, was dealing with a groin injury. He's getting back to form, had 15 last night. Tyus Jones, too, obviously in replacement of Ja Morant, had 13 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. That was the second straight win for the Grizzlies, who were coming off a win over the shorthanded Brooklyn Nets as well. Next up will be the Minnesota Timberwolves. And look, this is for those that – this is key. You want to play as well as you can with as shorthanded as you are and try to hold the fort until Ja and Jaren get back. See, I mean, that's certainly what the front office is saying.
Yeah.
John and I have had the conversation of what happens if this thing goes awry, if those guys don't come back soon, and we've talked about it. Well, the alternative might not be so bad, a high lottery pick, but nobody is saying the Grizz should stop fighting. They certainly have it on the court, and that's certainly not the approach the front office is going to take. Now, we touched on this yesterday. It would be nice very soon to see Justice Winslow. You know, take your time with Jaren Jackson, who we feel like is still going to be, you know, whether it's – I was listening to Harrington. I had always thought it was going to be January from the way they had talked after the surgery back from the bubble, a successful surgery, they said, on that meniscus. Maybe – I heard Harrington said maybe it's early February. I'm fine with that. Take your time. That's one of your pieces. I'm fine with Ja Morant being on the long end of the 3-5 coming back from the ankle. But I would surely like to see Justice Winslow at some time soon in these games with that hip injury. Surely he is close in the front office, and Kleiman seemed to indicate that early on before the season, in the preseason, that it would just be a little while on Justice Winslow at least. That said, the guys that are playing are holding it down while those guys are out. And you got to give credit, too, to Bane, who had a big three-point play last night and continues to look the part as a first-round pick and a guy who could be a piece, not just a shooter, not just a shooter for a guy, but a guy that can mix it up for the Grizzlies and be a piece for them out on the perimeter for a good time, for a good long time, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see. Xavier Tillman was decent last night.
Sure.
Played well, showed flashes.
I mean, I'm congratulations to the Grizzlies. You know,
find the good, John. Find the good in a 2-game win streak.
Well,
this ain't pulling teeth.
No, it's not. But
I know what you're about to say.
But it's just not relevant. You know, it's not relevant. That win last night.
Every time Dylan Brooks scores 20, they win. They're 4-0 again this year. Here we go again. How is that not relevant?
Because it's not. They're not relevant to the larger conversation right now in the NBA. They will be.
Well, I'm playing devil's advocate.
They will be when they get a third star. It ain't Dylan Brooks. I'm sorry.
I think he's showing. Here's the deal.
He's trade bait.
I was thinking about this.
You should trade him.
I was thinking about this. Ideally, you want 3 pieces, right?
Yes.
And if you're looking at it, you want each of those 3 pieces on any given night to be able to carry you, right?
Yes.
Isn't that how
yes.
it works?
Yes.
You can't have 2 of the 3 pieces be great and the third piece can't carry you on a night when the other 2 are right. So do we all agree that of those 3 big pieces, each one's got to be able to carry you?
Yes.
Does Dylan Brooks do that?
No.
You could make an argument he did last night.
He's
finally came
shooter.
Through toward the end, but he's a volume shooter. He's not efficient enough to do it.
He's
and
little.
That's at least from what we know so far. Remember, we were giving him part of this season, too, to help figure that out.
Yep.
I don't see it. This is the perfect opportunity right now to sort of be getting in your groove.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the shots. You know, we've seen Dylan hit the 40-point plateau. We've seen him hit a barrage of shots. But it doesn't happen consistently enough for me to think he's one of those big 3 that can carry you consistently. And, again, it doesn't have to be on a night-to-night basis because you're going to have 2 stars. But I just feel like that third piece has got to be some sort of way in it, you know, It's got A squared,
somebody
B squared, C squared.
Carry the burden. If
somebody there, because there are going to be nights where Jaren and Ja don't have it.
That's why everybody's getting frustrated about Winslow right now, because he's a high draft pick who has seen moments of flashiness.
I'm losing my confidence level in that, right? The fact that he's not there.
So we traded for him. We've got these 2 superstars who also aren't playing. So it's becoming uncomfortable, it seems like, listening to the radio station, because it's like we have players who have been drafted low first round, yep. Bain, and look at Brandon Clark.
Brandon Clark is a hit.
These are contributing players now. Okay, so they're outperforming constantly. The dude who we haven't even seen play, and it's like when will we see him?
Well, I thought Justice Winslow was going to be playing by now. I mean, wasn't that the assumption?
Yes. Yes. Remember, he did not have surgery. Jaren did. So
I mean,
it was
this
always
been out since August.
It's weird. It's so weird. And like they always were saying, well, we'll see him before Jaren. And it's like, I would love to see him play now.
I mean, let's be very clear about the timeline here for Justice Winslow. He suffered the hip injury in July. Actually, July 20th or around there
yep.
of last year. They said he didn't need surgery. That's 5 months. That's 6 months this guy has not been playing or practicing. That to me is like something stinks.
It's weird.
Something stinks.
Yeah,
we felt good about it early on, but the longer you go, it's just like we talked about with Windhorse. The longer you go and you haven't seen him, there's nothing on our end for those that us felt about the trade early on
to say, hey, well, nothing to hold on to.
It's like the guy. It's unbelievable as young as he is to be at this point where he can't even get out on the floor, and we're now what 10 games into the season.
Now the point I won't go to.
Thought it was going
to
be a minute.
We had a Jason and John. By the way, like us on Facebook, Jason and John on Facebook. We had a listener who chimed in about it being Chandler Parsons. I won't go that far because the deal was expendable given the pieces and his contract is expendable.
Yeah,
so
no, Chandler Parsons handicapped the franchise.
We couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, so it's not even close to the same thing. This is the 10-team parlay. All right.
Exactly.
This is what Justice. But you're in trouble.
God bless Kyle
it's feeling
Anderson.
Like a 20, though.
God bless Kyle Anderson because he'll play whatever. He'll play the four. He'll play the 3-4. You play some point if you need him to. But frankly, I wanted to. We know what Kyle Anderson can do.
Right.
Okay. And Kyle Anderson, with all due respect, isn't part of this franchise's future long term.
Correct.
Justice Winslow was the guy that we thought maybe could be a piece. So yes, it is absolutely getting frustrated that by the day we're not seeing him out there and getting a chance to look because remember, that was going to be part of the bubble experience.
Exactly.
And the great thing about resuming was you get this look, this preview, maybe at what Justice could do. Oh, hip injury? Going to be minor, but going to miss the rest? Oh, okay. Well, we'll see it at the beginning of next year then. Give him the time off. You say he doesn't need the surgery. Let's see. Here we are 10 games in the season, and we still haven't seen it. That's the problem is you wanted to get that glimpse constantly. It's been pushed back over and over, and it's getting frustrated because all these guys are doing is going out there shorthanded, and you're seeing them play above their level. I mean, give Kyle Anderson all the credit in the world just to try to hold the fort down. Be nice to sort of get a glimpse at what's supposed to be the rest of the future.
Yep.
See if that can come together. So you can hear the frustration. It'd be nice. Again, we can't force this thing with Winslow, but I'm past the point where I thought it was time. By now, if it was major, John, why didn't you get the surgery?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, 6 months you've been out, man.
So it seems like Miami knew and they were getting rid of, I mean, if y'all,
good.
It
yeah,
is
they,
starting they to stink knew. A little bit. You know, it's got that smell of fish.
A little bit.
You know what I'm saying? That fish after you put it in the trash for a little while, you ate all that catfish, John, it's in the trash, you hadn't taken it out, mm-hmm. starting to get nasty in there.
Wow.
It's starting to stink in there.
Well, take that.
Sam said, take it out.
You take it out. We don't eat fish in my house.
At all?
No. Seafood is not on the menu. At our house, just don't do it.
Seafood. Well, you got something against catfish? You live in the South.
No,
you live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, you got to be able to do catfish right. You know what I'm saying? Like my wife's from New York. I don't do fish, seafood. None
so
of
you put it in an air fryer or something for you people that can't just put it in some hot fish grease.
I love using the air fryer. It's a lifesaver.
Have
anyway.
Sam's
throw
taste
some fish up in there.
Stacy, when she was pregnant, her taste buds totally morphed into this wild deal. We went to Red Lobster once a month while Stacy was pregnant because she's like, I gotta get some of them cheddar biscuits. We were going
cheddar
once a month.
Cheddar biscuits used to be the deal.
Oh my God! So we were going to that Wolf Chase Red Lobster once a month when Stacy was pregnant.
Yep.
And we had never gone there. We'd never gone there their whole married life. And suddenly I found myself every month going to Red Lobster. What is Sam's?
No, you know, it's been pretty standard. It's just we're eating more. It's just like we're having I'm ordering out a lot more because I know she, you know, she's usually who whips it up in the kitchen.
Are you putting on a little weight with her? By any chance?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't gotten on the scale or anything.
It's really not.
A little empathy weight?
It's not a good question.
But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Because John's sensitive.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because, I mean, all you do is you eat. I mean, that's what happens when you have a pregnant wife, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to avoid that.
Sure.
So
it's like the COVID-19 when they say you put on some pounds. Typically, you're going to put on that weight.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I don't know.
No.
I haven't weighed yourself.
You haven't weighed yourself?
I don't. Do you guys get on the scale?
Isn't that typically the answer of somebody that fears they may be gaining weight?
Yes. Also young. He, when you hit about 35, 40, you start looking towards that scale a little more. Am I wrong?
I mean, I'm nobody to talk, John. You see the rubber tire going on over here.
You embellish how big you are, Jason. You are not a heavy person.
It's not here yet. It's not in the bottom of the chin area. You know, start to get the double chin.
Right.
But I do have it developing around the hip area.
I notice
it with my jeans of late.
Yeah.
And when you bend over, you get a little. Because I used to always look at plumber's crack of folks that were.
Sure.
And feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. Like, get yourself together. But I noticed.
You look down on the plumber's crack?
I can't anymore. Because it's happening.
It's right there,
now,
John. They're fixing that.
What does that have to do with weight, though? I don't understand. Plumber's crack.
I had no idea either. I'm glad you're asking this
question.
This must be it. When you get the gut, it starts to push down the jeans.
Thank you.
And it doesn't matter if you got a belt on, because apparently what I'm experiencing is this gut will push the jeans down to that point that when I bend over, there's some crack going on. You understand what I'm saying? It's like and if I can get it covered up, it's still right there, you know, ready to peek out at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I've changed pants. I've changed pant sizes. That's part of it. I'm still trying to get into 32s.
Okay.
And now a brother must be like 34, 36 because I'm busting out of these things. But yeah, what I'm noticing is this big old belly will push the pants down, and that's how I'm developing some plumber's crack. So I can't feel sorry. I can't laugh at it anymore. Yeah. I got to get myself together.
And these understand what I'm saying? These are the same people that you once looked out upon.
Definitely.
Because you were judgmental of these
because
folks?
I had the Bernard Hopkins 32-inch.
Sure.
I didn't have to worry about it. I could drink 20 Cokes in a day, not put on an ounce of weight. You used to tell me it was the sugar in the Cokes that'll stick.
Well, now
it's sticking. And much of that due to the fact that I don't smoke Black and Milds anymore. So now I eat everything on the table.
Because you can taste
drink
again.
Oh, my God. The taste buds, everything.
You smoking them Black and Milds this morning?
Not anymore, Coach.
Nope.
And you eat everything.
Your relationship with food has changed because you can now taste.
Relationship completely. I want all of the appetizers, all of the dessert, all of the French bread. Give it to me all. And, again, where it sort of resides is right there in the belly area. Pushing down the jeans.
This is one of the reasons
I think many men can probably relate.
I went to the stretchy pants for this very reason, Jason.
See, I'm just discovering I used to laugh at y'all and think, why are those jeans stretching?
Nope, you need the stretchy pants.
But apparently, this is something all men are running into. Like, they get those stretchy jeans because in this case, it gives you a little leeway.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For guys like me that are growing.
Isn't that the way they make jeans these days? Like they make.
Yeah. Oh, you could still get old school, like hard stonewashed jeans, can't you? A man's man, like a Wrangler type jeans. You know what I'm saying?
But if you buy like AG jeans, like any kind of designer jeans,
they got that stretchy material.
Stretchy.
Yeah, because who? I mean, like you like that jeans don't usually.
I didn't like it at first. It was like, you know.
No, but I wear the athletic pants. Because of COVID, like we're not dressing up in the office anymore. Like I used to have to wear them damn tan khaki pants every day.
Yeah, you don't have to go back to that, Brad.
Keep this look?
Yeah, we're never going back to normal. You can wear sweatpants for the rest of your life.
Like this is a done deal.
Oh, yeah, it's done. It's done. So, anyway.
Good to know.
Grizzlies are 1-2 in a row.
Let's go, Grizzlies.
Somehow we talked about got to wait.
No, we were
next one will be Minnesota on Wednesday, and they might get two, John, because they play them. They're playing a series against Minnesota.
Yep,
that's a bad team.
And this is pretty much the target I had heard for Ja's return. We'll see if that still is the case.
I hope
what
not.
What is it? When is his return?
Because I think that's being ridiculous if you're going to rush him back that quick.
Rushing him back and we're not playing Winslow.
Weeks ago I had heard the 13th, but I don't know if that's still the case. It seems like it's probably not still the case.
I wonder if it's going to be – they were discussing it this morning if it would be Martin Luther King, the Martin Luther King game next week.
Yep, the Grizzlies are honoring Ray Allen, among others, for the Martin Luther King game. I saw that. Kenny Smith, the Jet. So
I call him Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yes, you call him Jesus Shuttlesworth. So anyway, Grizzlies win last night, two wins in a row for them.
Next story.
Well, folks, it is a new day in the city of Memphis.
Oh, good.
And I wanted to bring this story to your attention because, quite frankly, it does matter. It matters to the balance and the future of the power in the NFL and just sort of what next season is going to look like.
Is this about Dallas hiring a DC?
Oh, no. It's not about Dallas hiring a DC, Jason.
Well, who could it be about?
It's about John Gruden hiring a defensive coordinator. That's right. A change is coming to the Las Vegas Raiders, and it's gonna hurt. It's gonna bring the pain. Gus Bradley, and I know when you hear that, you're gonna say, Gus Bradley.
Another clown.
Another clown
hired
in the circus.
For the circus.
That's right. But here's the difference, man. Mm-hmm. Gus Bradley engineered the Legion of Boom in Seattle. Now, that was a while ago. That was a while ago. But they actually had a top 10 defense in L.A. last year with his defense with the Chargers. Top 10 in yards allowed.
Who'd y'all fire, Marinelli?
No, we fired Gunther.
Oh, Gunther. That's right.
Man, I tell you what.
Another old has-been.
If you ever want to step into a time machine, just look at John Gruden's staff. You're going to think you woke up in 2005. I mean, it's really amazing the way that he hires people who were good at this stuff 10, 15 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Long past their peak.
But again, top 10 in yards allowed last year with the Chargers. Our problem is we don't have enough star power. Maybe we will address that in the draft, this upcoming draft. I believe we will. I believe we will absolutely address it. But I did want to bring that to your attention, Jason, Gus Bradley being the new defensive coordinator with the Raiders, because this clearly guarantees a playoff berth next season. And you know that, and you don't want to admit that, but it's absolutely guaranteeing a playoff berth. So any comments?
I feel sorry for you.
What? Don't feel sorry
for me.
That
this is considered good news in your world. What a mediocre world it must
be. Well, I'm sure if we could have hired Raheem Morris, we would have.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm sure he's got.
I'm sure he'd done a better job.
Yeah. Well, I think he's probably got to have a better offer than coming with us. You know, he's gonna be able to probably pick wherever he wants to go as a DC. You probably think he should have the full time gig there in Atlanta.
How come y'all didn't get Dan Quinn, who the Cowboys hired as their DC?
That's a great hire.
A former head coach.
Gus Bradley's a former head coach. He coached the Jags.
Oh,
yeah.
That was memorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We remember that.
Was that during the call? That wasn't during the Coughlin era.
Dan Quinn was a better head coach than Gus Bradley.
Yeah, yes. Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
But he blew a lead.
Yes, that's what we'll remember most about Dan Quinn as a head coach. Mm. It's a good hire for them.
Okay, better than yours. That's what you're admitting right now today. That's what we wanted to hear.
Why do you want me to just...
I can't believe you're making the Raiders hire of a DC news.
It is news.
In the rundown.
And the Raiders will draft two running backs in the draft in the first two rounds, probably. You watch.
According to McShay,
the fastest dudes.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Him and Henry Ruggs.
Of course.
It's gonna be...
Get Ruggs. Get the fastest guys.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, roll Tide.
Like, we should just go ahead and hire Nick Saban. Now,
John gets mad at me every time I mention Ruggs because I said he would love him. He'd be an absolute steal. I said that.
Big lie.
Not as big as yours. I said that expecting Ruggs to be your two next to Tyrell number one Williams.
You don't draft a number two receiver in the top 11, man. That's not how you win games.
Y'all thought you had a one. I would agree with you.
Tyrell Williams, we cannot have absolutely thought he was a number one.
Yes, you did.
Coming off
the season, he was.
He stinks.
And you thought you were drafting Ruggs to be the two next to him.
Well, we vastly overpaid. I mean, CeeDee Lamb would have been better. Justin Jefferson would have been better. Jerry Jeudy would have been better. T. Higgins would have been better. Literally any other receiver in the draft, Braxton Berrios from the Jets would have been better.
I like Jefferson a lot.
I mean, we managed to draft, and I love what Nick Saban's doing in Alabama, trust me. But, I mean, we managed to draft
the one. Didn't he stab himself before the season or something, too, man?
Yeah, he was, like, helping.
Plus, it's a COVID year. Give Ruggs some time,
He was helping a friend move or something, and he punctured his leg on a tow truck.
I mean, that's going to hurt you during the season.
I guess,
What the hell are you doing, kid?
What are you doing? Why are you helping friends move?
I think he either caught four was right around where my man Anthony Miller caught four this year, and it ain't Anthony Miller's rookie season. So I would tell you Ruggs wasn't just all slaw grease out there.
In fairness to Anthony Miller, though, he was not a top 11 draft pick. He was a second round pick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he was supposed to be our two. Just like Ruggs was supposed to be your two.
Anyway.
And Tyrell let you down.
Congratulations, John.
I'm fired up about it.
I've got one more.
Okay.
Next story.
Now, I thought this was far more newsworthy than the Raiders hiring a dang DC.
I'll be the judge of that.
You should feel ashamed of yourself putting that ahead of. How about Bill Belichick? No. I'm interested in.
Oh, I didn't really want to talk about this.
I know you didn't.
You
I know because you're part of the big lie, aren't you?
No, I'm not part of the big lie.
How about what he did? I'm curious whether what you all think. Said Monday he will not move forward with the Presidential Medal of Freedom that President Donald Trump had planned to present him 2 days from now on Thursday, said he's not going to accept it. I'll read the quote. Recently, I was offered the opportunity to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what the honor represents and admiration for prior recipients. Subsequently, The tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been made not to move forward with the award. Above all, I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I know I also represent my family, New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through the great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions. Continuing those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award. Reminded me of some Greg Popovich type stuff.
Yeah. And this is not something Bill has done in the past.
Which you don't expect necessarily from
Because Bill. It's what has it typically been from Bill, it's what he gives you is we're moving on to Cincinnati.
Right, next game.
It's that sort of attitude and approach and sort of – and so I mean, come on, it goes without saying that I'm going to applaud this. I do wonder, though, more so than that's common sense at this point with where we are with our country in this transition of power that we're all hoping can be at least peaceful from this point. I wonder how many of Bill Belichick's neighbors feel that way.
I mean, I mean, that's impossible to answer.
That's a tough one.
Impossible to answer. I do think, you know, I don't think it's some brave display.
Because in front of your team and all that, it's of course, right? That's what I'm saying. But at his country club, John.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think we know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to – because to those, in some ways, it may be. He could have walked up – there were others who are still doing this. The sports sort of presidential medals of freedom that he's given, there's others that have accepted them from Trump. So he could have taken it. Hall of Fame golfers Annika Sorenstam and Gary Player, along with the late multisport athlete Babe Didrikson, remember her, read books about, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Thursday, the day after the riot at the Capitol. So here's my point. There are others who have gone on about the business of going ahead and accepting this medal, considering it an honor, and saying, you know, I'm not going to, you know, withdraw from accepting it. Belichick, I give him credit for it. It's easy to say that's the way we all would have gone.
Right.
But in some walks of, you know, of his life and others, I'm sure he's going to have some people looking at him, thumbing their nose and saying, no, you should have taken the award. So anyway, appreciate it. Felt like, again, a little bit out of character for Bill. That's why I appreciate it even more. Felt like some Greg Popovich type stuff.
Yep.
And I'll give him credit for it. No question about it. So again, Bill Belichick deciding not to, in this case, take the Presidential Medal of Freedom award from Donald Trump.
There you have
Big
it.
Big ups.
Jeff Caulk is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the game last night. Nick Saban as a coach, the lessons we can learn from that. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahenty.
We're back on Wednesday. The Jets have the number 2 overall pick, but I'm going to tell you why they shouldn't fall in love with Heisman winner Devontae Smith. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, Wednesday.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number 1 sports place.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis's sports station.
You know what rock chips are?
Oh, no.
A pain in your glass. Time to visit Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint of Memphis. Eden specializes in auto glass repair. So when you're in the garage and you chip yourself...
My windshield!
Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint will come fix it. Home or work with a lifetime installation warranty. Ask about Eden's window tint.
Sweet.
You bet your glass it is. Visit EdenAutoGlass.com today. Let us see your crack at Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a Preferred Rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Here's the dirt on Dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in, with thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Boardroom Out of Office Podcast. My name is Rich Kleiman, and I'm the co-founder of 35 Ventures alongside my business partner, KD. This show is all about the stories, the successes, and the struggles that have driven my favorite entrepreneurs in sports, business, entertainment, and technology. We're going to be talking to industry leaders about who they are, how they got here, and the things they've learned along the way that you might not expect. So subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the extreme one, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Three, two, one, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Shopping for engagement rings is just different at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Their guarantees and warranties put you, the customer, first. They're going to take all the anxiety and guesswork out of buying. They offer 365-day returns on made-to-order engagement rings at RIJ. They're so confident that she'll love it, she'll say yes, and that you won't overpay, that they offer those 365-day returns on those engagement rings. Every custom diamond engagement ring comes with the perfect ring guarantee. And that means that if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied with your made-to-order engagement ring, you can bring it back, return it for a full refund, within a year of that purchase. No catches, no exceptions.
Got the Lifetime Diamond Upgrade Program. Best in town, best in this area. You'll never lose money on your diamond purchase over at RIJ. You get 100% of the paid value of your diamond toward an upgrade. So you only pay the difference even if it's as little as $1. Of course, Robert Irwin too, Howie, got lots of free financing options available to you. Zero down, interest-free options. Take up to 60 months to pay if you need. No credit check options. Best things Howie can treat you, even those of us with the low budget, not the big budget. Treat you just like a king, like he would with the high budget, folks. That's the thing. Howie knows it's special for all of us. Doesn't matter your budget. He's going to take care of you over at RIJ. You're going to love the experience of shopping at Robert Irwin Jewelers, where there's always bigger, brighter diamonds at five locations. Or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. You can follow them as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at rijewelers.
I Googled what causes plumber's crack.
Was I close? Because it's happening to me. I'm living through it.
Well, it's, you know, they say, you know, also, you know, loose draws could be a culprit.
Well, my draws ain't loose. Yeah, they're getting tighter. So I'm going the other way. It's like when you're wandering, you know, you wander into a forest and you all of a sudden you look around and you're deep in it. And you didn't realize, or maybe at sea, when you go out and you're swimming on a beach, like John, you like to go out deep. You don't realize how far down you get. That's what's happened to me with, unfortunately, with my jeans and plumber's crack.
Is it possible that you have a, that you just have a high ass crack? Is it possible that it's just positioned highly?
No, I'm not even sure what that means.
And could you,
why it would be positioned higher? I think we've all got it pretty much positioned in the same place. John.
Well, did you ever consider that some people genetically may have a longer, you know,
split?
Yeah, I mean
not the case.
When
again,
you were judging those people.
I've looked in a mirror, John. It's very simple. Looked in a mirror, kind of see what's happening here. Pants getting tighter, belly's kind of overlapping the front of them. It's pushing down the back. I've told you what's happening to me. I don't have to try to consider other options.
Okay. Well, I Googled it, and there are some options you can pursue.
Did what I talk about, was there any sort of what I said in your explanation?
Well, certainly.
You're seeing some of it?
Did
it make sense?
There is certainly a correlation there
with
weight. Yeah, I think there's certainly a correlation there based on the early
and
returns.
How the weight is distributed, mine and my stomach, would not make Shabazz proud.
Anyway, big weekend. Speaking of Shabazz, he's going to have a game to watch this weekend. He's going to have a game to watch.
How about his Cleveland Browns?
He tweeted me and harassed me this weekend and said, "Put some respect on my Browns." I
well, you awfully soft if you consider that harassment.
I picked.
You're getting softer.
I picked the Browns plus 5.5, so it ain't like I didn't have any faith in these Brownies. But we do have an interesting slate of games. We've got the Rams taking on the Green Bay Packers on Saturday at 3:30. And then after that, we've got the Ravens at the Bills. I actually think these are two really, really interesting games. Bucks-Saints, we've seen that twice already.
Yeah, won both of them.
And then Browns at Chiefs. Just don't really see that being ultra competitive.
Is that line still 10?
It's 9.5.
Okay, it's come down a little bit. A little more respect for Shabazz's Browns.
Yeah. Okay, so let's kind of break these down early on.
Into
this week. Let's start with the Rams and Green Bay. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is your presumptive MVP. He is their presumptive MVP. But he is going up probably against the best defense he has seen this year. I mean, it's got everything you need. I mean, you got the defense.
It's the best defense in the NFL.
You've got Jalen Ramsey.
He'll shut down a whole side.
You've got John Johnson. My man John Johnson back there. I mean, they have a lot of different ways they can come at you defensively. The line opened at 7. It is now down to 6.5. I struggle with this one because it's hard not to take Aaron Rodgers, you know. It's hard not to take Aaron Rodgers in a game like this one where offensively the Rams will just not be able to keep up, and you're talking about the MVP. But that defense is just so dominant. And if Aaron Donald plays.
Well, he's going to play.
Bakhtiari is out for the Green Bay Packers. He's one of the best linemen in the NFL. That may matter in this game. I suppose if I had to take it, and I'm going to take it because it's an NFL game and I can't bet on the NBA. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's ugly.
I can't bet on the NBA. I guess I would very, very, very hesitantly pick the Packers minus 6.5, only because it's 6.5 and not 7.
You know, I'm going to go a totally different road on this. Rams could do it if they do this. Man, run Cam Akers. Run him all day long. Give him 20 to 25 carries, because I'm telling you right now, you got a dude who can handle it in Cam Akers. And I'm not sure, while that Packers defense has improved over the season, I'm not sure it's ready to handle it. And remember, Packers get to this point in the season, remember they got run over by San Francisco last year. I've always said, is a team at this point physical enough to push the Packers around? Because when you do that, you can have a ball game.
Yep.
The Rams, if it's not on Wolford or Goff to go out there and throw it 30 times, and I would assume Goff's going to be the starter in this one after Wolford, I'm assuming, is still in concussion protocol or whatever it is. If it's not, if you don't put the pressure on them to deliver to Kupp and Woods and try to score with Green Bay, instead try to be ball control, you have got the offense and the running back to do it, quite frankly.
Yep.
You can do it. If they had Kevin Stefanski, they would have the right approach. The problem is they've got McVay, who likes to do the power sweeps and be all brilliant and run reverses and all this stuff and throw the ball around. So I'm not sure he's going to take this approach. But I saw it in a game earlier this season. Was it Philly where Cam Akers just absolutely took over? And I'm telling you, it's bad news for Henderson, because Cam Akers can handle the load. Yeah. Cam Akers is an every down back. There's no question about it. And you took him in the second round.
Yeah.
Whereas with Henderson, I think, is a third round pick. That was destined when they drafted him. And to John's point, you've got the best defense in the NFL. So if you can get pressure, the problem is Aaron Donald's not going to be 100%. Second in the NFL, I think tied for second in sacks with 12.5. He had a rib injury. If you saw it against the Seahawks, looked like it happened on the play where he's pulling Russ Wilson down to the ground, like he overextended. He's got a rib injury. Will he be 100%? Thing about it is, it's not just him. Jalen Ramsey, as John said, can shut down a whole side. Leonard Floyd, man, who did nothing with us, but he absolutely basks in the fact that he's on the other side of Donald, doesn't get all the double teams, anything like that. He's been an absolute revelation for them. And so from that standpoint, Rams can do this. I've talked myself into it, at least in the fact that the Rams will cover.
Yes.
I'd be crazy to pick the Rams in this one, because I've seen Aaron Rodgers do it too many times. But I'm going to go on the other side of you and say Rams cover based on that. Based on you've got the pieces to do this. Mm-hmm. The pieces to run over Green Bay rather than try to outscore them. I fear, though, they're going to take the wrong approach.
I like Rams +7. I like Packers -6.5, if that makes sense.
Wow.
So I'm going to take the Packers -6.5 just because I think they do win by a touchdown here, and Aaron Rodgers moves on. It would be very disappointing. I think we can both agree that if Aaron Rodgers is the presumptive MVP and he loses to a Jared Goff quarterback, LA Rams, I mean, it would be one of the most disappointing results of his career.
Oh, it's Super Bowl or bust for Green Bay. Yeah.
BetQL.
Nothing less should be satisfactory.
They're not labeling this a 5-star. And by the way, NFL, BetQL had a hell of a weekend last weekend. LA Rams at +4 is what they say, which is a 2.5-point difference from the current line. They say 5-star bet on the Rams +6.5.
BetQL loves these big lines. They typically, I've sort of gotten into a groove with their system there. If the line is like
a big fat number,
in college basketball, if there's a 39.5-point underdog, they're going to say 39.5 points is a 5-star because the number is just so
big. Too big.
And this is a big line, right? This is a big line. Not the biggest of the weekend, but a pretty big line there in Rams and Packers. And then on Saturday night, you've got Ravens at Bills. This is probably going to be the game of the weekend, if
Maybe
I had
so.
To guess.
Maybe so.
Because you just have two of the hottest teams in the NFL. The Bills do well offensively. What the Ravens stop defensively, which is the pass. I mean, you saw how well they played Ryan Tannehill over the weekend.
Yeah.
They do a good job of of shutting down quarterbacks, Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Look, man, I might be totally wrong on this. I think this is Baltimore's year, just in terms of getting to the title game against Mahomes. I think the Ravens win this game. I think they're rolling right now. I think they have all the momentum. I think they're going to bring a physicality to Buffalo and just a spirit that Buffalo has not seen in a while. The Colts were a good defense, but they still were quarterbacked by Phillip Rivers, right? And it was a close game. I mean, the Colts had a chance there at the end of the game to certainly tie it or even win.
A fat chance with that new alarm.
Well, yes. But, I mean, they were in a position, right? They had a chance at the end of the game to do that, and they came up short. I don't think the Ravens come up short. I think the good news for Jeff is that he won't be watching, but I think the Bills.
Well, when do you watch? Do you watch the Super Bowl? Did you watch the AFC title game?
He did not watch last weekend.
I know. At what point do you become a believer? I thought I'm getting to the point where
I don't think it's about believing. I think it's about emotion.
Yeah.
You know, it's about he doesn't want his day to be ruined by investing.
But hold on.
Part of it's superstition,
that's literally
too.
Finding the miserable in it. Because then you're miserable on the way up
to the greatness,
yeah.
And then you find a way to be miserable once you're great.
Well, his
so
his,
you can't you, his, you can't his, do that. You got to find the joy in this.
Is he doesn't invest in it either way. He doesn't get invested in the miserable. He doesn't get invested in the greatness.
No.
That way he's not hurt when they're bad, and he's not let down ultimately when they're good in the regular season, and then they lose like they're going to do this weekend. So, I mean, it's one of those.
It's like protecting yourself and your heart. It's weird.
That's what he's doing.
Different.
It's not really what you think about when you're as a fan. It's like, what's the point of that? I don't know.
What's the point of being a fan?
Enjoying the game.
Well, the highs and lows. The riding the highs and lows. That's what being a fan is all about. You know, I mean, it just is. I find joy. Although I do,
putting the gear on.
I drive.
You're setting yourself up.
Well,
now he can't enjoy this fully like he should be doing for a franchise that's been down for as long as they have.
When the Raiders,
he can't even enjoy it the right way.
When the Raiders lost to the Chargers in heartbreaking fashion there at the end of the game, when Herbert scored on the quarterback sneak, I drove home and screamed in the car. Okay, like I was so freaking mad.
I got my like first job.
I was so freaking mad.
You were mad
that they lost that game to the Chargers.
Screaming in ecstasy.
So, yeah. And it ruined my night.
That
it
was
ruined
tough.
My entire night. But then when they beat the Broncos in a similar fashion, I drove home
with the
moonroof open. I don't even have a moonroof. So it's just one of those things where it's just like, you know, there are trade-offs you have to make in this whole thing. And Jeff is unwilling to do those, and we'll talk to him about that at 125. But I do think he's wise to uninvest because the season ends this weekend.
If I'm not mistaken, the Bills aren't going to have Zach Moss. And so that leaves it all up to the running game pretty much in the hands of Devin Singletary, who has not been particularly good. They've sort of switched it up all season long, for basically going with whoever's healthy, sort of splitting it up. So not having Moss on a run game that already has been inconsistent, you can't depend on it, is going to put even more pressure on Josh Allen to continue to be everything,
yes.
To continue to lead him in rushing, to continue to be the run game, the pass game, and everything else. And at some point, you figure that's going to buckle. And if it's going to buckle against anybody, it's going to be against a Ravens defense that looks like it's kind of got its swagger back. Like, John was right about the two games. Like, when they played Tennessee the first time, they didn't have Calais Campbell. It wasn't that typical run-stopping, physical, hit-you-in-the-mouth defense that the Ravens are. They looked like that against Derrick Henry on Sunday, having those guys back. And certainly I think they can do it against the Bills if all the pressure is on Josh Allen. And again, you tell me. All of a sudden, Devin Singletary going to look like a franchise back?
I
highly doubt it. Josh Allen is going to have to go be excellent to great to excellent again. And I'm not – how long can he keep this up? Now, all he's done is prove me wrong every week. He's shown no chinks in the armor. But I'm with John that the Ravens are playing their best football right now. And I just think it comes to an end against a Bills team that's got just too much pressure on Josh Allen, on its young QB, to be great.
Yep. Diggs has been awesome, but I think Marcus Peters can take him out of the game. I mean, I think that's ultimately what can happen. So we agree there. The Bills are favored by 2.5. I like the Ravens plus 2.5 in this game. Moving on to Sunday very quickly, Cleveland Browns at Kansas City. I don't know if the Chiefs cover because what you notice about them is that they tend to BS a lot.
Doesn't feel like they've covered lately. It seems like it's always a one-possession game.
No.
They play with you.
That's exactly right.
The number is 10, right?
I believe 10, Woo. Yeah. 10 is the number, 9.5, 10. And so I just don't know. I guess I would probably take Cleveland in this situation because 10 is just such a big number. And in Kansas City, again, they just kind of dilly-dally because they get bored. They know they're going to win the game. They know they have Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. So they know they're going to win the game. I don't think there will be much drama with this one, though. I don't think the Browns have the ingredients to unseat the Chiefs here. So I'm going to take Browns plus 10 just because it's 10. But I think the Kansas City Chiefs win, and they win where it's not even really close.
I like the way you're doing it. I take the Browns plus the 10 because, number one, I tell you, they got a run game that can hurt the Chiefs. Let's be real. Again, same situation as what the Rams should do. Put it on your run game. Take the pressure off your quarterback to go out there, throw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Browns are certainly suited to do that. They're going to have their coach back in Stefanski, so you figure the mojo is going to be working enough offensively. The problem is I just don't think you're going to be able to score as many as you're going to need to beat Pat Mahomes in a must-win game.
Yep.
Excuse me, Mom. Patrick Mahomes. Don't call him Pat anymore.
That's right.
Patrick Mahomes feels destined for another Super Bowl, and I'm not sure if there's a team in the AFC that's going to stop it. It's the Browns. In fact, I would tell you it's probably more so the Ravens. Probably better set up to beat him. We'll see, though. I think John's playing this the right way, though. KC has a tendency to, like we say, play with its food a little too long. So they've been one-possession games typically. I could see this being that rather than a double-digit score game. So I'd take the Browns and the points, but I like the Chiefs to move on.
And then the final game of the weekend airing on the History Channel, Tampa Bay taking on the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
I love that graphic.
Tom Brady was playing. So who gives that to him?
Probably just a team member.
Did you see the Tom Brady
I saw. I was so clever. Yeah.
And that looked like what Drew Brees is going to look like.
No, it definitely did.
With the glasses on and all that.
Brady tweeted it out, right? I'll retweet it. Oh, let me retweet it from our 92.9 account for everybody.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't quit the Bucs, man. I can't quit them. I just can't quit them. I think they win the game outright. I just do.
You think it's going to be a Bucs-Chiefs Super Bowl.
It's TB12, man. It's Tom Brady. He's got more in the tank than Drew Brees. He just does. There ain't going to be fans. I mean,
he's got better weapons.
That too. Now, but he's got Alvin, Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook. They do have weapons offensively too.
But you'll give me that Tom has better weapons.
Yes, he does.
All right then.
But I think he's a better quarterback anyway at this stage in his career.
Well, that appears clear.
Yeah.
Better than Ben. Better than Phillip. Better than Drew Brees at this stage.
I just think TB12 is on a mission,
older
man.
Than him. Years older.
Tom Brady is on a mission. Drew Brees is ready to get to the booth. He already has a gig lined up. Tom Brady don't have a gig lined up.
That does kind of. This last hurrah, last shot. Makes you think, well, if Brees thinks it's over.
Exactly.
Does he already, you know what I'm saying?
Man got a job waiting on
him. But he can't, John, because he's beat them twice this season.
And they will not be three. It will not be three. Tom Brady would love nothing more. We know how he thinks. He would love nothing more than for Drew Brees' last career game to be an L in the playoffs to him.
Drew telling his kids this is the last one. Enjoy it, kids.
It's it. So when you're basically already saying this is the last game, you're putting it in the air, you're speaking it into the universe. Tom Brady plus 3.5, and they win the game straight up.
Wow. I'm not. I'd love to tell you Saints going to make it 3-0. It's just hard to beat a team three times the same season. Makes it even harder. It sounds like common sense, but when you got Tom Brady as the quarterback and he's got weapons all around him, when like Antonio Brown's like the third option,
man,
when Ronald Jones can be hurt or broke up or you've just decided he's a
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.